So today we are with Anindra Guru from Information Security Tools. Hi, Arvi.
Hi, Josie.
Yeah, we've seen each other a couple of times lately, but it seems that the IST team is, releasing a lot of CTPs and betas and, what else, new builds as well. Today we're going to talk about the Web Application Configuration Analyzer, also known as WACA. Great. So why don't you introduce us to this new tool, if it's a tool?
Yes. WACA is a small tool aimed at developers and testers to test for secure configuration. It essentially scans your target server for secure settings such as SSL settings, certificate settings, and ASP.NET web config settings, as well as some SQL settings also.
So what brought your team to automate this process of checking the settings?
Good question. In fact, one of our sister teams, ACE team, does a lot of deployment reviews. Deployment review is basically checking a server for security settings. So they go in and then they check for whether administrator group has a lot of users, or whether web config settings such as custom errors or debug is turned on, things like that. And they have a 100 odd list of checks that they perform, and it usually takes around an hour or two to actually perform these checks. And some of these checks are automatable. So what we did is we looked at those checks, and we took those checks and we automated them in the form of WACA, which is essentially looks at your deployment server and ensures that all the settings are secure. Now, it is of great use if we give this upfront to the developers and testers, where they can do this on their development and testing environments. So you have developers and testers to build these applications securely upfront on a secure system. So when they go to production, when the production machine is a secure machine, and when they try to run their code, it works flawlessly. Otherwise, in most other cases, when you have developers try to run their code on a secure machine, it can result in errors, and then they try to debug it and see what happens and all of that. Instead of that, you have this upfront development and test machines are all secure, so that they can reduce the cost of fixing that at production time.
I see. So it's not about people forgetting to turn off like the debug settings and all that, because that might be the first impression people get, like, oh, this tool will just check that I don't forget. But I think it's more about making sure that the tool itself or the code itself works on a secure environment, right?
Yeah, and it kind of also helps to establish that verification process, right? I mean, as you said, I might forget to turn off the debug when I put the code when I put the web application in production, or I forget to turn off the DBO permissions on my role. So it's essentially kind of a verification tool, also ensures that you are doing your part to secure your application.
That's great. So that gives an overview of how the idea of automating this came out. The main user is the developer and tester. Is there any other solutions similar to this?
Yes. So Microsoft has a System Center. Okay. This, it includes a subset of features for ensuring that the configuration is secure. It's in System Center Configuration Manager, wherein you can define the desired configuration that you want, and you can check for that configuration on various servers. Now, that tool, or that actually it's not a tool, it's a product.
Yeah.
And that product is defined, is created for enterprise, large enterprises and medium enterprises, where they can check the servers on a periodic basis. And it's not really geared towards individual users. So basically, SCCM provides a similar set of functionality, and where you can actually check most of these settings in SCCM as well.
So the advantage of WACA is that it's good for like unit testing and more of that, less deployment, environment type. So what I hear is that SCCM doesn't work, on that particular case, like, on my testing environment, on my unit machine, right?
Well, it would work if your administrator is scanning for those machines, but at that point, it is very hard to control it. Because your administrator is scanning the machine and they are viewing the reports. So as a developer, you have less control and you have less visibility to it. So in a sense, you could do a couple of things. You could use VACA as your baseline tool where you scan your environment for these security settings and then use SCCM as the enterprise tool for verifying these settings as well.
I see. So can you give us more details on what exactly it's checking for and how's the experience of using VACA? Like, is it like a UI where I can just, check on check boxes on what I want turned on or off? How's the experience?
Yes. So VACA is basically has simple UI that you invoke and you can scan a particular target server remotely. It does have, so we've grouped these checks into three categories, general settings, IIS settings, and SQL Server settings. You can target these three groups to any one of the servers. And in general settings, it checks for basically shares and simple services like ASP.h state server services turned on or not, and spooler service, and these generic services that needs to be that should be disabled on a secure system, secure server. And then in IIS settings, it checks for SSL settings, such as whether SSL is enabled, whether 128-bit SSL is enabled or not, and if the certificate is select, what type of certificate is it? Is it a self-signed certificate or is a certificate expired? Things like that. And it also goes down to each application or each virtual directory in the IIS and checks for the web.config settings as well. Settings such as debug, custom errors, forms authentication settings, role manager settings, and so on. And then in SQL Server, it checks for extended store procedures access. What is the authentication setting that is enabled on SQL Server, and any DBO level permissions on objects, things like that. Overall, we have 90 settings 90 rules. Wow. I would say 90 rules that we have in the checklist. That is not the complete list because that's just the list that we're going to be publishing for the CTP. In the final version, in the version 1.0, we might add more rules. Or we might add 30 or more rules, and it'll probably become 120 rules at the end of the day.
So, when exactly is the CTP ready, or when it's going to be out?
CTP should be ready in 2 weeks, uh-huh. And we are planning to publish it on connect.microsoft.com under Information Security Tools Program, okay. Where users can subscribe and get hold of these CTP bits. And final version will be, of course, on Download Center for free for everybody to download the release.
When do you see that happening?
So the final release should be sometime in January. Or February, and that is most probably in the first quarter of the 2010.
So, are these checks? I'm assuming it's customizable. Is there a way to add like rules to this tool? Like, let's say me as a user, I want to add some configuration checks that are not included.
Yes. So, a short answer is yes. The first of all, let me kind of back up a little bit and kind of talk about what is happening under the hood in this tool. So VACA uses a tool called BPA, Best Practices Analyzer. Every server team in Microsoft produces a Best Practices Analyzer, kind of check for configuration in the server products. So we leveraged the same engine and built the checklist on top of it. The checklist itself is actually stored in an XML file, and the rules are also part of the XML file. So you can actually edit the checklist, update the rules, add new rules. There is a rules editor that is distributed with the BPI tool, and you can actually download that and edit these rules. But from a regular user perspective, the rules are extensible. In fact, you don't need to use a rules editor to add rules because it's in XML. You can add it by Notepad, and the structure itself is pretty simple and easy to use.
Nice. In as a start, WCAG includes the same type of checks that, you know, the assessment consultant and engineering team ACE uses on, like, you know, everyday assessments for, like, you know, line of business applications. So it's a good way to kind of share that knowledge, right?
Correct. So, I mean, our goal was to provide what we do internally to external customers as well. So basically they get what Microsoft does internally so that they can secure their internal applications as well.
Great. So is this like a one-time, like, you know, do you think there will be a need for, like, you know, custom, like, cycles of development for this?
So after the final release, we do have a couple of other changes that we would like to have. So I do see a version 2.0, but there would not be a major change. There would be some minor changes, new features, new UI features that we would like to add. But beyond that, there will be newer checks that will probably be added, and operating system options. Currently, the operating system is automatically detected by the tool, and it does its own decisions what to check for and what not to check for. Maybe in the version 2.0, we'll open that up and let the user specify the operating system and also more detailed options.
That's good. Any requirements, you know, where is this tool built on, what framework?
So this tool is completely managed code. Okay. It's built on .NET Framework 2.0, so you would need .NET Framework 2.0 to run this tool. You can pretty much run this tool on any operating system which has .NET Framework. You can target this tool towards Windows Server 2008 or 2003 machines with IIS 6 and IIS 7.0 and SQL Server 2005 and SQL Server 2008.
Oh, okay. So I would need those, you know, for a fully... Well, it's fine because it's a developer-oriented and tester-oriented.
Those are your target options. Of course, you would need them to scan them.
Nice. Anything else that, you know, that we would want to know about this tool and, you know, before we go into where to go, where to download, and when, I guess?
Just want to reiterate some of its features. You can scan a target machine remotely, view the output in a HTML format. You can export the results to Excel, also export them to Team Foundation Server. We will be releasing the initial version, the CTP version, on connect.microsoft.com. We would like to open it up. It will completely be, the details will be, of course, available on our blog site, blogs.msdn.com/security-tools, and also msinfosec.com. We'll be posting their links there too.
Great. I think it's a pretty, you know, kind of self-explanatory tool. I think there's value. You know, if you guys ended up building it, it's because it was a need. And you said, to reiterate what you just mentioned, you know, it will be saving users like 2 hours every time, like just going through like over 100 items on a deployment environment. So there is indeed a value of this tool, and I think it's great. So yeah, let us know. We'll stay tuned. You said in the next 2 weeks, it will be a November release. And we look forward to the feedback, I guess, right?
Yes, the biggest ask from your users is download the tool, use it, and provide feedback on connect.maxwell.com so that we can appropriately fix or add new features.
Great, and just to close out, you know, making sure that this is not, you know, a tool to be used as a, you know, production deployment type, right? You will still be using, you know, SCCM. This is more like, you know, for the unit testing and the, you know, I guess testing environment more than anything, right?
Yes. So this is definitely not for enterprise solution. This is not an enterprise solution. It's a simple tool to be used by developers and testers. So we do not make any guarantees about, you know, its enterprise readiness. But it is definitely, you know, a good tool for developers in an enterprise to use it. And of course, SCCM has much more rich number of features to actually do this kind of configuration management.
Great, thanks, RV. It's funny how every time we talk, we're talking about a completely different tool that shows a lot of diversity in the security tools you guys built. So we look forward to more, and we're looking at the blocks and the security tools.
Thank you, Josie.
Great, thanks.